This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so you're getting hitched this summer, huh?
Summer wedding.
Big plans.
Huge
plans.
Huge.
I bet you're like knee deep in Pinterest boards right now.
Oh, yeah. I got to have those mood boards.
Yeah, got the whole vision board thing going on. Probably looks like a unicorn threw up a whole bunch of glitter on it, right?
It's a vibe.
It's a whole vibe, but listen.
It's a mood.
Yeah, it's a whole mood and everything. But listen. Okay.
Got to snap out of it.
Yeah, snap out of it for like 2 seconds. Get your head out of the clouds and like come down to earth with me for a second.
Back to reality.
Back to reality. Okay, because
your world.
If your countdown clock... Okay, if your wedding countdown clock is ticking down to June, July, August, and you haven't like...
If you're not locked in yet.
Yeah, locked in the essentials.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are way past code orange, my friend.
Past code red.
We are... We are in DEFCON fucking 4.
DEFCON 5, like grab your go bag.
Like grab your go bag like it's a natural disaster wedding edition. Okay, like seriously, imagine... Like, all this Pinterest shit goes out the window, and your happily ever after starts with your makeup artist just not showing up.
Oh, God.
Because you thought that vague DM on Instagram was like a contract, a legally binding contract.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Girl.
Yeah.
Okay, or how about like your epic dance party is soundtracked by like the dying moans of your guests who are like, yeah, sipping on warm White Claws because someone forgot the ice.
Someone dropped the ball.
Like, basic shit, okay? We've seen it happen.
The essential.
We've seen the carnage, right?
So many times.
Between the two of us, we've witnessed more wedding day.
Oh, my God.
More than a season of, like, reality TV.
Even on, like, 10 seasons of reality TV.
Okay, like, seriously, we've seen over 450 weddings.
That's a lot of weddings.
That's a lot of weddings. Okay, and let me tell you something.
We've got the experience.
We have the receipts. Okay, if you think April is like this leisurely stroll to your summer wedding day.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, you are about to faceplant into a brick wall of regret.
Okay. Straight into a wall.
Straight into a wall.
Yeah.
So ditch the bridal magazines.
Okay.
Put down the magazines.
Put down all the fluffy shit, all the dreamy bullshit. Okay, because this is your intervention.
Wedding day intervention.
This is an intervention. This is a deep dive into the real shit.
No sugarcoating.
No sugarcoating, no bullshit. We're giving you the straight up. What you need to do right now to avoid
a meltdown.
A total meltdown.
Yep.
Like the kind of meltdown that leaves you questioning all your life choices.
Questioning everything.
Yeah, like sitting in the corner rocking back and forth. It's like, why me? Okay.
Yeah, why? So our mission.
Our
mission is to drag your ass from panic mode.
From panic.
To like.
I got this handled.
I got this handled, bitches.
But your boss.
Like, before you could even open up Pinterest again.
Yeah.
Okay, so where do we start?
Where do we even begin with this mess?
So much to do.
Okay, so number one.
The first
thing. The top of the list.
The most important thing.
The most important thing that you need to do right now, if your wedding's in the summer.
Okay, if your wedding is in the summer.
Is vendors.
Vendor availability.
Vendor availability.
The vendors.
It's huge because everyone's getting married in the summer.
Okay. Lock down the last damn vendor.
Okay. Any stragglers you've got left?
Any stragglers, any professional that you have not gotten a signed agreement and deposit from.
Oh, my God. A signed contract.
Okay, a signed contract.
And a deposit.
Okay, because let me tell you something.
Those DMs.
Those DMs.
Don't hold up in court.
You not mean shit.
They don't mean anything.
Okay.
They're nice.
They're nice. You know, it's like a nice little... Hey, girl. Hey, what's up? But like,
but when push comes to shove,
it doesn't mean anything.
You need a real contract.
I need a contract.
Legally binding.
You need a contract and a deposit. Like yesterday would have been great.
Yeah. Like if you could go back in time.
If I had a time machine, right?
Yeah.
We'd be sending you back to like January to get this shit done.
Yeah. January, February, the latest.
But okay. So are you still like waffling?
Are you still thinking about hair and makeup?
Yeah. Are you still like... Oh, should I get hair and makeup?
Or... Should I or shouldn't I?
Yeah, do I need a day of coordinator?
Maybe I don't need a day of coordinator.
To keep your wedding party, you know.
Going wild.
From turning into a bunch of feral animals.
Yeah.
Okay, what about a second shooter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to catch, like, your partner's, like, ugly crying face.
The happy tears, the emotional moments.
Yeah, the really embarrassing but adorable.
Gotta capture those.
You've got to capture those. Okay, get it done.
Book them now.
Okay, book them now.
I like now.
Like, seriously, get off of Instagram.
I'm off social media.
Put down the phone and book them right now. Okay.
Book those vendors.
Book those vendors. Because we are not talking about your friend who,
yeah,
like, dabbles in photography on the weekends, okay? We're talking about professionals.
Professionals.
They're in high demand.
We are juggling, like, 12 different weddings at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, and guess what? Huh. The good ones.
The ones who are worth their salt.
Like, they're booked.
They're booked.
Solid.
Food.
Solid.
Okay. Right.
For the summer.
For the summer, we're not even, we're like halfway through the summer
yeah.
booking season right now. So
now you snooze, you lose.
Snooze, you lose. Okay.
You'll be crying.
You'll be reaping into your veil.
Into your veil.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
So get it done.
Get it done.
All right. So the next thing on our get your shit together list is the timeline.
Oh, the timeline.
The timeline.
People sleep on the timeline.
The timeline. Okay.
Big time.
Because I know so many couples, they're just like, yeah, we'll like get married at 4 and then we'll like party.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, like it'll just magically happen. Okay.
The wedding fairies will come.
Yeah, the wedding fairies will come and just like sprinkle magic wedding dust and it'll all just happen.
Bibbidi bibbidi boo.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo and everyone's going to be happy. But like, no.
That's not how it works.
That is not how this works. Okay.
In the real world, that is less of a plan and more of a recipe for like utter disaster.
It's going to be chaos.
Pure chaos.
Okay.
Like you need a real timeline.
A real time.
Okay, like a minute-by-minute schedule.
Minute-by-minute.
Of how this entire day is going to go down.
Down to the minute.
Down to the minute.
Every single detail.
It's like air traffic control for your wedding day. Okay.
Love that.
Without it, you're heading for a major collision.
A pileup.
On the tarmac of love.
Yeah.
Okay, so what needs to be on this holy grail of wedding document?
Everything.
Everything.
Every little thing.
Okay.
From the moment.
From the second hair and makeup.
Yeah, hair and makeup gets there.
Arrives.
Okay.
Give them extra time.
And make sure you give them extra time for touch-ups because you know someone is going to cry off their mascara.
Oh, yeah. Aunt Carol's going to be.
Yeah, Aunt Carol's going to be.
Sobbing.
Sobbing in the corner. Okay, so you got to have those touch-ups in there.
You need those.
You got to have it all planned out.
Yeah.
And then when the photographer shows up.
The photographer. Okay, this is a hot tip.
Shot tip.
The photographer should be there before you even get into the dress.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
To capture those.
To capture all those moments.
Getting ready moments.
Getting ready moments.
Those are so special.
They're so cute. You know, all the...
Everyone's excited.
Everyone's excited. The champagne's flowing.
Mimosas.
Yeah, the mimosas are being poured.
It's a vibe.
It's a whole vibe.
You want to capture that?
You want to capture that? Okay. And then you need to block out, like... realistic amounts of time.
Realistic chunks of time.
Realistic chunks of time for portraits.
Yes.
Okay, like...
Because those can take a while.
Portraits take a while.
Family photos, bridal party.
And things always happen.
Things happen.
Weddings are like a magnet for chaos.
Always.
Okay, so you need to pad your schedule...
Buffer time.
...with buffer time.
You need that buffer time.
But trust me on this.
If something can go wrong,
it will go wrong.
It's going to go wrong at your wedding.
Most likely.
Okay, so pad the shit out of that timeline.
Okay.
Pad it.
Then obviously you need your ceremony start time.
The ceremony.
How long it's going to take.
How long it's going to be.
Okay, cocktail hour.
When are the apps coming out?
When are those appetizers coming out?
Important.
Very important.
Very.
Because hangry guests are not.
No one wants a hangry guest.
Not fun. Dinner service.
Dinner.
Okay.
When are those speeches happening?
Okay. When are the toasts?
Yeah.
Because those toasts can go on forever.
Oh, they can drag on.
They can drag on.
Okay.
You need to factor that in.
Especially if you've got like a chatty best man.
Oh my God.
You know who's had like a few too many drinks?
A couple too many.
Yeah.
You don't want them up there for an hour.
No. You gotta cut them off at some point.
You gotta rein it in.
Yeah.
Put it in the timeline.
Put it in the timeline. Okay.
Got enough time.
Cut off to, okay, then first dances.
First dances.
Cake cutting.
Cake cutting.
A grand exit.
If you're doing a grand exit.
If you're doing a grand exit.
Transportation. Like, how are people getting from point A to point B?
Cooper.
Shuttle. Oh,
party bus.
Party bus.
All that stuff.
You gotta have it in the timeline.
Yes. Okay. Vendor arrival.
Vendor arrival.
Vendor departure.
Vendor departure. You don't want your DJ packing up.
In the middle of the party.
In the middle of the party.
No.
While everyone's still trying to dance.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to have it in the timeline.
All of it.
And let's not forget. Okay.
Wait.
At one, bridesmaid.
Uh-oh.
You know who's always late?
The late one.
Always late.
Always.
For everything.
For everything.
Build in a 30-minute grace period.
30 minutes at least.
At least.
Maybe 45.
Maybe 45 just for her.
Just for her.
Trust me on this.
Trust us.
Okay. And once this masterpiece...
This masterpiece of a timeline.
This masterpiece of a timeline is finalized.
What do you do with it?
You don't just like frame it and put it on the wall.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You send that shit out to everyone.
Everyone. Involved in the wedding?
Every vendor. Every person in your wedding party.
Photographer.
Your photographer... Efficient.
The efficient.
Everyone who's playing a part in this circus.
The whole crew.
The whole crew needs to know what the hell's going on.
They need to know
okay.
when to be where.
When to be where, what time to be there, all that good stuff.
Exactly. Okay, so moving on.
Ooh.
We've talked about the vendors.
Yes.
We've talked about the timeline.
The timeline.
What's next?
What's next? Okay, now we're talking about confirmation.
Confirmations. Okay. Okay. So important.
Just because you had like a cute little chat with your florist back in February. Okay.
Yeah.
Fueled by wedding dreams and discount Prosecco.
Oh, the early days.
Yeah, the early days.
Right? When everything was sunshine and rose.
When everything was magical.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that that floral arrangement...
It's still happening.
...is still a go.
It's time to confirm.
Okay, now is the time for, like, the mother of all confirmation checks.
The biggest confirmation check of your life.
Okay, go back to every single person that you have hired.
Every vendor.
Every vendor.
Every single one.
Every single one, and confirm everything.
Every detail.
Every single detail.
Arrival times.
Arrival times.
Set up instructions.
Okay, if they need, you know, a special entrance
or parking.
Special parking, all that shit.
Yep.
Final payment due dates.
Make sure you know when those are due.
Make sure you know when those are due.
Oh! Okay. You don't want to get hit with a late fee.
No.
No.
You don't want any surprises.
No surprises.
Okay.
Not on your wedding day.
Not on your wedding day, so you got to get it locked in.
Locked in.
Tighter than Fort Knox.
Fort Knox.
Okay, reconfirm all of the dietary restrictions.
Dietary needs.
Okay, with the caterer.
With the caterer.
Okay. You know, because Uncle Jerry can't have gluten.
Right.
And, you know.
Someone's vegan.
Someone's vegan.
Someone's allergic to nuts.
Someone's deathly allergic to nuts.
You got to make sure the caterer knows all of that.
You got to make sure they know or someone's going to be, you know.
Having an allergic reaction.
Having a reaction.
At the wedding.
At the wedding.
No.
Okay?
Not good.
Not a cute look.
Not a good look.
Okay. And if you've got like friends or family members.
Contributing things.
Yeah. Like Aunt Carol's bringing her famous potato salad.
Yeah. You got to confirm.
You got to confirm that shit.
That she's still bringing it.
That she's still bringing it.
That she hasn't forgotten.
Okay.
And what kind of potato salad is it?
Yeah. What if she changed the recipe?
Is it the same recipe?
Okay, you gotta make sure that it's the same potato salad that everyone's expecting.
Exactly.
Okay, and for the love of all that is holy.
Please.
Make sure your officiant is still alive.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, hasn't joined a silent monastery.
Yeah.
Or, like, moved to a different country.
Make sure they're still ordained.
Yeah. Make sure they can still legally marry you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, confirm that shit now.
Confirm everything.
Okay, and to make this whole process a little bit easier...
A little bit easier for you?
Because we love you.
We do love you.
We're giving you a little gift.
A little gift.
A little copy and paste template.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For your confirmation messages.
For your confirmation messages. I'll write this down. Okay.
Get your notes app out.
It's your notes app out.
Okay.
Okay, so start with a hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Just double checking your arrival at, and then put the specific time.
Specific time and yeah. access to the venue at.
And then another specific time. Okay, if they need access to the venue... Before the actual time that they're supposed to be there.
Exactly.
To set up or whatever.
Set up all that stuff.
Then you say, holler if anything on your end has shifted.
Holler if anything's changed.
Okay, we're stoked to see you.
Can't wait to see you.
Okay. And that's it.
That's all you gotta do.
That's it.
Hand it off.
Send that bad boy out.
To every vendor.
To every vendor, every person.
Every human.
Who's working your wedding.
In your wedding, okay.
Okay.
Because vendors love clarity.
Love clarity.
Okay.
More than they love free shampoo.
More than anything.
Okay.
Maybe almost as much as a tip.
Okay. Almost as much as a tip.
Oh.
Okay. And future you.
Future you, who's a little bit tipsy.
Yeah. Who's like three glasses of champagne deep.
On the wedding day.
On the wedding day.
Well, thank you.
We'll be so grateful.
I'm doing this now.
Okay. So you got to get it done.
Get it done.
All right. So now we're going to talk about the stuff that no one wants to talk about.
Okay, the nitty-gritty, the nitty-gritty.
The little things.
The little things.
Okay, that people forget about.
That people put off
Procrastinate?
Yeah, procrastinate because you're like, oh, I'll just do that later.
I got plenty of time.
I got plenty of time.
2 months.
It'll take me like an hour.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy? Okay.
Yeah.
And then it turns into
A mountain of
like
tasks
this huge mountain
that you don't want to deal with.
of like half-finished DIY projects and like, Pinterest fails.
Pinterest fails and just like
A graveyard of
a
crafts.
graveyard of broken wedding dreams. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about here?
What are these little things?
Oh,
The stupid little
the
things
stupid little
that
things
you forget about.
that you forget about but are actually kind of important.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome bag tags.
Oh, yeah.
Guest favors.
Guest favors.
Do people even want guest favors anymore?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I feel like they just end up in the trash.
They just end up in the trash or like
Or in a drawer somewhere.
in a drawer somewhere just like collecting dust.
Yeah.
Okay, table numbers.
Table
The
numbers.
seating chart.
Oh, a seating chart.
The dreaded seating
Because
chart.
seating chart is like
It's a
a
nightmare.
nightmare. Okay.
It can be.
It can cause like World War III,
Family feuds.
family feuds. Okay.
People get so mad about the seating chart.
So get that done now.
Start it now.
Start it now. Okay.
Before it's too late. Before you have like, your family disowning you.
Yeah.
Okay. Emergency kits for the restrooms.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
Those are important.
You need
You need
those.
those okay directional signage so people aren't like wandering into the woods looking for the
I need
bathrooms.
signs
You need signs, okay.
to point people in the right
To
direction.
point them in the right direction.
Right.
Bathroom baskets.
Bathroom baskets.
Okay. Filled with the stuff that people actually need,
Yeah.
like hairspray,
Hairspray.
bobby pins,
Bobby pins.
Tylenol.
Pain relievers.
Okay. You got to think of all the things,
All the essentials.
all the essentials that people might need
Yeah.
in a bathroom emergency.
A wedding bathroom emergency.
Okay, ceremony programs.
Oh, yeah. Do you need those?
Do you even need those?
I don't know.
I don't know. It depends on your wedding,
Yeah.
but like the list goes on and
It
on.
goes on and on.
Like a bad wedding playlist. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Here's the thing.
here's the thing. Okay. If you look at this
The
pile,
pile of DIY.
the pile of DIY bullshit,
Half-finished projects.
half-finished projects,
Yeah.
and you just want to cry.
Yeah.
Okay, scratch it off the list.
You have our permission.
You have our
Well, I don't
permission
delete it.
to get rid of it.
To get rid of it. Okay.
Okay. You don't need it.
You don't need
It
it.
will not make or break your wedding.
It will not make or break your marriage. Okay.
Yeah, your marriage is bigger
Your
than.
marriage is bigger than those stupid little details. Okay.
Exactly.
So just get rid of them.
Focus on the important stuff.
Focus on the stuff that actually matters.
Yes.
Okay. So next up, we got to talk about money.
Oh, the money.
The money, honey.
Gotta pay those vendors.
You got to pay those people.
Pay the people
Okay.
who are making your dreams come
Who
true.
are making your dream wedding happen? Okay,
Yeah.
so pull out those contracts.
Get those contracts out.
Get those contracts
Re
out.
read the fine print.
Read the fine print. Okay.
When are those final payments due?
When are those final payments due?
Okay.
You don't want to be scrambling.
Because you don't want to be
The
scrambled.
week of your wedding,
The week of your
trying
wedding.
to figure out who to pay.
Yeah, and how much you owe them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get it done now.
Get it done now.
So you can
So
relax
you can relax. Okay.
and enjoy the process.
And enjoy the process. And also, equally important,
Equally important,
tipping.
tipping.
You got to figure out your tipping
Yeah,
situation.
tip your vendors.
Tip your vendors. Okay.
It's so important.
It's so
You
important.
work so hard
They're working their asses off
to make your day special.
to make your day
You
special.
gotta show them some
You
love.
got to show them some love.
Show them you appreciate them.
Yeah, and you don't want to be like, 2 seconds before you walk down the aisle,
Yeah.
frantically trying to like stuff cash into envelopes.
With your fresh manicure.
Yeah, with your fresh manicure.
Yeah.
Okay, so who gets the
Who
love?
gets tips?
Who gets tipped?
Okay. Hair and makeup.
Hair and makeup.
DJ or band.
DJ.
Catering staff.
Catering staff.
Those servers are hustling.
They are hustling.
Am I
Okay.
turning it
They're
around?
running around, they're sweating, they're dealing with your drunk uncle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you got to tip them.
Tip them well.
Dip them well.
Okay. Photographers, videographers.
Photographers, videographers.
Efficient if they're not a friend.
If they're not a friend, oh, okay.
Yeah.
If it's your buddy doing you a solid, maybe buy him a beer.
Yeah, buy him a beer.
But if it's like a professional efficient,
Yeah.
you got to tip him.
You gotta tip him.
Okay, transportation,
Transportation.
delivery people,
Delivery crews.
anyone who's like, you know.
Anyone who's going above and beyond.
Going above and beyond to make this day happen.
To make your day special.
You got to show them some love.
Yeah.
Okay.
And especially your day of coordinator.
And especially your day of coordinator.
And if you have one.
If you have one.
Tip them well.
Tip them well because they are worth.
They're worth their weight in gold.
Their weight in gold.
They are preventing so many disasters.
So many disasters.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes that you don't even know about.
You have no idea.
Okay, so practical tip.
Practical tip.
Get some envelopes.
Get those envelopes.
Label each envelope.
Label them.
With the vendor's name.
With the vendor's name.
Okay. And the amount.
And the amount.
I put the cash in
the
there.
The cash. Okay. Yeah. Do it now.
Before you forget.
Before you forget. Yeah. Okay, and then designate someone.
Someone responsible.
Someone who's responsible.
Not your drunk uncle.
Not your drunk uncle.
Yeah.
You probably spend it on like more booze.
Yeah. Okay.
Someone trustworthy?
Someone trustworthy to distribute those tips.
At the right time.
At the right time. Okay.
To the right people.
To the right people.
Exactly.
Okay. And future you.
Future you.
Well, thank you.
We'll be so happy.
So happy.
That you did this now.
All right. And last but not least.
The final tip.
The final tip. The most important tip.
The most important for your sanity.
For your sanity.
Your well-being.
Schedule a break.
Could you have a break?
A real break.
A real break.
From wedding planning.
From wedding planning.
Right now.
Block out one entire day.
Gun day.
This month.
This month.
Where you do not do any wedding shit.
No wedding stuff allowed.
No wedding stuff allowed.
No checking the RSVPs.
No checking the RSVPs. No vendor emails.
The Christ.
No Pinterest, no Instagram.
No wedding Instagram.
No wedding Instagram. Okay, you're off the grid.
You're off the grid. Okay.
Unplug.
Unplug.
Recharge.
Recharge your batteries.
Mm-hmm. Your batteries, because you need it. Okay.
You deserve it.
You deserve it. So what do you do on this sacred day?
What do you do?
Okay, what do you do on this wedding-free day?
So many things.
So many things.
You could go on a date.
Go on a date with your partner.
With your fiancé?
With your fiancé, okay.
Your soon-to-be spouse.
Your soon-to-be spouse and talk about something, anything.
Anything.
That's not wedding-related.
That's not wedding-related, okay.
Go to the movies.
Go to the movies.
Go for a hike.
Go for a hike.
Get a massage.
Get a massage.
Yeah. Work out those knots.
Those wedding planning knots.
Yeah, all those wedding planning knots, okay.
Binge watch some reality TV.
Binge watch some trashy reality TV.
Let your brain turn off.
Let your brain turn off. Okay. Yeah. Or just like lie on the floor.
Just lie down.
And stare at the ceiling.
And breathe.
Ah. Expert speaker.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
the Engaged as Fuck podcast.